קבלו של מלכו שמיים, קיבלו מלכו סי ואחריי, ואחר כך קיבלו גזרו סי. A very important subject we're dealing with. It's the whole essence of what Shema is about. And like we said, this is where it all comes down to. The Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs we're all very familiar with. That's what we've dealt with. That's what we taught us. That's the whole system is based on that. But what's sorely lacking is understanding of this concept. So we want to try and understand it and go through it slowly. I just want to see where we got up to yesterday. We asked on Kuf Lamed Gimel in the third paragraph. We said, "Vim Shola Shel Maya Toelas Pekach Shaydei Kani Kolosu Shakosh Bochu." Really asking a question. Everything we've learned up to now, so good. So what? Mikikol Tachlis Abriy Tolubi. So now I know on Kolosu Shakosh Bochu, and I know the whole Bria's Tolubi. As Ma Yotzeli LaMaisa. What comes up the Maisa? Mikol HaInyonim HaGevurim VaHanisgavim Alalu. All these wonderful, elevated, wonderful, holy concepts we've been dealing with, all very nice, and it's good, but as the Gidnoi say, Tachli, so the Maisa, Mama Kashuala, Sof, and he did say, Hechen and Nimin, so I am where I am. Then can Kate and Nitin and Mesh the Ramelu, how can I utilize everything we've been learning, all Maze and Maze? How does that get actualized? That's the question we ended up with yesterday. The Chulandava Zay, the answer to this is, he Kishaila Zuba taught you Seda. It's the quickest way to answer a question is to tell the person your question is not a question. Okay, well, he doesn't say that. He says that there's a fundamental error in the foundation of the question. Hagvul ben kabbalus al malchus shemayim ve kabbalus al mitzvahs nitashtet etzleim. The boundary between kabbalus malchus shemayim and kabbalus al mitzvahs isn't very clear to us. It's blurred. We have a feeling, we all walk around with this feeling that if I'm not able to do the mitzvahs the way that I'm supposed to, everything that's incumbent upon me, I'm not really doing ma ani tzrich lasot, and I'm not being successful in acquiring the levels of ruchnias that are fitting for us. I'm just not holding what I'm supposed to be holding. Therefore, there's something lacking in my own Malchus Shemayim. That's what we feel. It's not correct, and we'll explain what he means. But we have to just understand what he just said here. These are massive. This is massive. We tend to allow our Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. I think this is what he's saying, to interfere with our Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That means when we're not fulfilling the way we're supposed to, the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, somehow we feel that impact on the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, or it's something to say about the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, or there's something lacking in the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. It sounds kind of reasonable to me, but he says that's not correct. That's not correct. So let's see what he does with this.
I have a question. We can say that Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, it's the first Aseret HaDibrot. It's not really a mitzvah. It's Ani Hashem, Otzet Yetchem Eretz Mitzrayim. It's that Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim?
The Ori Shonim that hold that's one of the Tarek Mitzvahs. The Ori Shonim that hold that Anoichim Shem Elokech is one of the Tarek Mitzvahs in Achinami. They all that hold, no. We're working out, I think it's the Ramban that holds it's one of the Tarek Mitzvahs. I can't remember the Ramban or the Ramban, but they're Rishonim that hold that Anoichi was one of the Tarek Mitzvahs. So if that's the case, yeah, it's one of the Mitzvahs. But that's a whole discussion. That's a whole discussion in exactly how that fits into the picture of I don't want to go there. There's a whole discussion you've just raised, but I don't want to go there because there's too much background that we need. It's a subject of its own, Nachinami. But you're right. That's correct. What you're raising here opens up a whole discussion about exactly how you can have something called Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So, but let's, there's a Mesubach Midai for an Erev Shabbos. Let's maybe come back to that another time, okay? If you don't mind.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Shkoch, good. All right. שתי מצוות אלו אין דייס בפני עצמו. מצווה אחת, let's first see, or could be let's first see how is magdir this in terms of mitzvahs. It's about two mitzvahs, mitzvah kavodos malchus shemayim and mitzvah kavodos mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of being a couple of mitzvahs before you do the mitzvah. Let's just see what it means first, and then maybe we'll be able to look at it again. Shtei mitzvahs elu ein bo yispifnei atzma. These two things stand separately. Mitzvahs achas matarosa lahashrish emes zu b'libeinu heshken v'erev v'aleinu lachzor v'lashanen oto b'kol eis motzer. The first mitzvah, the goal is to inculcate, mashrish, to take root, this emes into our hearts 24/7. We have to go over it and chazer it and be involved in it all the time. Bishvili Roilam, Hashem's waiting for me, it's a machashuv, I'm kolosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's 24 hours a day. That's the mitzvah that you have to have, and that you've got to get into your mamash, that has to become the central aspect of your life. Mashmois mitzvah zu, ki bishvili Roilam. ואני בנוי יחידו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואני קלוסו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואני אקח יספדר, אני יוחד ממש ואין גולים כמו אני אכל מששת ומברשת ועדתו. All these things. That's all גבול הזה מהלכו שמיים, yeah? יש לי תפקיד מיוחד, I have a very unique mission שאף אחד לא יכול למלא, no one else can do that. ואם חס וחלילה לא אומר אותו, if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, או, הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול יפסיד, it's called אכל יספדר. There's a shocking word, you're allowed them to sing, but that's the truth. If I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, there's a midrash somewhere that says that the Hashem is a crown, and everybody has got places to put stones in, and every precious stones, and every yid comes up and he puts his stones in the crown, and if you don't do what you're supposed to do, there's this big gaping hole in the crown of the king. Okay, all the different mashalim that we use for this, the bottom line is if you don't do what you're supposed to do, it's never going to get done, because no one else can do it. ולכן הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול ומבקש ממנו. זאת אומרת, כביכול השם סטיינג, אני סיינג טוס לקטוס. די כשלא תקלקל בפחרי וסלום. Please do me a favor, pay attention, don't destroy my world, like you asked Adam הראשון. מחשבי ישאלו בכיכן למולס, ליבי אישו ושמחה אין קץ. If you're able for just one moment to isolate, put aside all your Kabbalah for mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs and all your failings and all the lack of dargas and climbing and all your ruchia, just put that all aside and just focus and internalize these ideas. You can reach enormous levels of simcha and sipuk and katesis. Shezachiti, the matanah hagdoyla v'niflay v'yosa kamas b'tevel moit. Because I just got the best present anybody could ever get. There is nothing better than that. That's it. My father is the creator of the universe, who's also Eser Yasek Kol HaMaasim Levado, and he's Matat. That's the bottom. So if you internalize that, so then it can lead, it should lead, it will lead to an incredible sense of sipuk, of self-confidence, and of purpose. Because that's what's lacking a lot here, it's the lack of purpose. You know that you have a mamash, a very important job to do. So that shouldn't be a problem. The problem is, like you said, the kavanos of mitzvahs and the lacking of kavanos mitzvahs starts feeding into this place and starts eating up the sipuk from this place. Elo en yedeis amitiyah yishol kavanos malchus shemayim kufishneva kiblu mochosai. This is the MS. This is what kavanos malchus shemayim is about. And as it says, accept upon yourselves my kingship. Kedei ledat mi ani. In order to know who I am, Hashem. Or me. Tchila aleinu lakir shekosh baruch hu melech. First you have to understand, you have to accept, internalize, Hashem's melech. Laachti lalei shemelech godu hu. Then you have to understand, wow, this is a big king, not just some king, this is the king of the universe, king of kings. Alanu lachshov b'liboy lomarot shel ha'maisa eneinu matzliach lomameshes ha'yidiyo yisraelu. And then we have to internalize that despite the fact that we're not able, and we're not matzliach, to actualize these ideas, we call Mokom Eina Dover Pogeh, but avoid his Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. That doesn't interfere with my Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. My Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim is intact and hermeneutically sealed from all this lack of success. Machshavas Elu, Tisayena La Adam Shelo Yifol Yedei Ha'atzvus, Amakala Kol Chelke Toive Omeride Sa'adam el tochoi mesachet. Wow, that's a big word. The correct thoughts in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, without allowing the lack of success to get in the way, helps a person that he doesn't fall into sadness, that fills every aspect of that impacts negatively on every aspect of good that we have, and sends a person into a downward spiral of chet. But to prevent all that, when a person becomes himself who may be native, he understands very, very well. He now knows. You know, when he says Avinu Malkeinu, he feels something from it. He doesn't come away from saying Avinu Malkeinu 1,000 times a year, feeling like some sort of stateless orphan. You know, this orphan who doesn't have a country is one of these nationalist, national free people. No, he's not a refugee, and he's not an orphan. His father's the king of the universe. When we say Avinu Malkeinu, why don't we feel, wow, the king of the universe, that's my father. I'm Nibachari, he's only child. And he has a very important mission. He's been sent by his father, the king, to do a very important mission. And the father calls him and says, listen, a very important mission. I'm only trusting you, there's no one else. Don't tell anybody else about this. You're the only one I trust. I need you to go and do this job for me. Wow, it's Kabbalistic. That's amazing. That guy's on this mission is really difficult. It's a difficult mission, not posh. You know, he's got to sleep outside, and then it's hot and it's cold, and then people attack him, and it's it's not a simple mission, but he doesn't fall apart, he doesn't get broken. He knows his father sent him on this mission, and even more, he knows it's good for him. His father, he cares for him, loves him. His father won't do anything, ask him to do anything. It's not good for him, it's bad for him. So he's out on the mission, no matter how hard it gets. He's fulfilling his father's wishes. He knows that the Yisurim are only there for his good, and not only that, but they're perfectly designed for every molecule, every second, every drop of Yisurim. It's not more intense than it needs, it's not harder than it needs, it's not longer than it needs, it's all mushban by the one who knows everything. Chazal said, what's the kol mo'edecho? With every measure of Yisurim that Hashem tests you with, you have to thank Him very, very much. That's not some kind of like a Hasidic Shavuot. That's not Drush. That's a Chazal. That's how the Gemara learns. We saw this before. That's how the Gemara in Brachos learns Pshat B'chol Mo'edecho. Amazing. If you understand that.
Can I ask a question, Rabbi Sher?
Just did. You've been around a long time.
Ask
permission to ask a question. Ask with pleasure, of course.
I'm British, it's the polite thing to do.
Okay. You're not British.
Moshe Rabbeinu. We find a situation where he wasn't Moda Hashem. He said, Lama Horeosa, why have you done a wicked thing to me to carry these people? What should we learn from that?
I don't know. I'm not learning Chumash now. You know, good question that needs to be understood. I'm a fortune there to discuss what's going on there. I can't deal with that now because we have to take out a Chumash and Rashi and the Swarno and the Ramban, and we have to see what's going on there. It was a big event. You're right. It's an amazing event. Moshe Rabbeinu suddenly became an apokalypse overnight. In Achinami, good question. I can't deal with that. I don't have a chumash in front of me. I don't have a number four shim. And I'm sure there's other kashas on this as well, by the way. I don't think that's any kasha on this. There's many kashas. And they all have to be dealt with. I can't deal with it now because that's not what we're dealing with now. But you're right. That has to be flagged for further attention.
Okay.
100%. I can't believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, well, that's such a kasha, is because I can't believe Moshe Rabbeinu suddenly forgot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does good. I mean, what, he just suddenly stepped out of reality for the moment? We have to see what was going on there with him. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu think that wasn't good? We think about the honor of a Kol HaNavim who spoke face to face with Hashem, who was Neman Beisrei, who mamash went and drayed around in Hashem's world, walked around like, you know, free. He had one of those little chits that opened every door in the higher worlds. So we have to understand what's going on. Nachinami, you're right. Okay, you'll forgive me for not being able to deal with that now. Because what part? They're the same as the question before, Mr. Tugman's question. Also, excellent question, but these are big sugyas you're asking, and it's very, I can't hear, I don't have the kalim. Each one of those is a shiur on their own. Give a parsha shiur on that question of yours is a whole parsha shiur. Okay. But the question's well taken, and the people that are listening should don't look it up, see what's going on. Good question. Okay. Shkayach.
Can we say that what we're saying over here, the bottom line is that the focus for the feeling of Hatzlacha and how you're doing well should be on the Kabbalas Omach Shemaim, as in just the feeling that Hashem is my father and the king, as opposed to how I'm doing in my Kiyum Mitzvahs.
Yeah, that's what it's saying. It doesn't say feel, by the way. Feelings is a difficult one. We're not talking about feelings here. This is what a person has to have internalized in the machshavas halev. Halev doesn't mean feelings. Halev cannot mean feelings. When we talk about bilibeinu, the same bilibeinu, avosa v'yerosa, that's not in our hearts. Your heart's a pump, basically. It's a thing that pumps blood. Have you ever fought with your heart before? I don't know what that means. What does lave mean, by the way? What's moyach? What's lave? We have to understand. It's not feelings. It's not feelings. But there's room for feelings. I'm not blocking out emotions. We have to have emotions. I'm not saying it. First, yeah, we have to understand it. You have to have it in the machshavas. Well, you're the machshavas elu. Yechel kabel as yisru ba'ava. Not feelings. Be careful. But you're right. Putting aside that dictuk on the lashon, you're right. When people go around, they just don't feel it. I don't feel this, you know. You don't have to feel it. You have to think it. And you have to think it until it becomes lave. What is lave? The Zohar says that lave means the center. The center. That's what lave is. What does it mean? It's the center. It means it becomes central. It becomes central in your life. It becomes part of you. It becomes central. That's what lave is. The center. It means these things have to be thought about, because when you think about them, they're outside of you now. They're not part of you. We're hearing these ideas. They're lovely ideas. They're very, very nice ideas. No one would argue with the ideas. But they're still outside of me. They're above me. I mean, they're in my head, but they're not part of me. They don't impact on the way I function. And therefore, they have to become central. When they become a central part of your life, so then you start behaving and functioning according to those ideas. They're not outside of you anymore. They're inside. That's called chitzoin v'pnim, outside and inside. So that's what lave means. Lave means it's now, it's inside. It's part of me. It's not feelings. It's something much bigger and something more than feelings. Feelings is another thing. Person has to have emotions. Avada. No, not for 1 minute suggesting you should become an emotionless chas v'chalila. Person has to be fully actualized in his emotions. But that's not what we're talking about. Okay, is that clearer?
Yeah.
In 40 years looking for a decent definition for lave, and 2 weeks ago somebody showed me, it's Mefusha Zohar. Lave is the center, that which has become internalized in the pnim, in the center of your existence. And that's what we're trying to achieve here. The Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim is something that has to become central in our lives. It's not something that's just by the way. And then we'll see how the mitzvah fits in against that backdrop. But these ideas, that Hashem created me for a purpose, and that there's an olam haba waiting for me with schar, and that all Hashem wants is my good. That those are ideas that have to come central in our lives, and that everything that's happening is mechubshband and designed by Hashem. Every little drop, it's all Hashem sitting there busy writing the script. Those ideas have to become like second nature. that, and that's the avoider. That's a heart. That's not a day or 2 days' work. That's a lifetime's work, of course. The Shivisi Hashem Negdi Kami. It's right at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. That's a lifetime's work. That doesn't happen overnight. That's why we get together every day to machazen it, but mourn, a little bit of a drop more, and then you take 2 steps forward, 2 steps back, and then something happens in your life, and you go, oh, and you fall down again, and then you've got to pick yourself up. That's called life. You know, Rav Huttner once got a letter from a Talmud, very, very painful letter, with a Talmud complaining that he's sick and tired of living a dual life. He's ripped up inside, he can't. You know, on the one hand he's a full Jew, and he's learning and this, and on the other hand he's doing all these other things, and he's up and down, and life for him is just inconsistent, and he can't handle this dual life. He can't handle living a double life anymore. So Rav Huttner wrote back to him and says, it's not a double life. Life is a double life. Hashem gave you a neshama and he gave you a guf. You have a yetzer tov and a yetzer hara, and those things are in conflict all the time. So sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, sometimes you're with a neshama, sometimes you're with a guf. That's not a double life. You don't just beat yourself up and rip yourself up because you're leading a double life. I'm not suggesting you should carry on either, but know that that's life. But that's the struggle. The struggle is between those two opposing forces. If we never yetzer hara, then none of this would be an issue. But and by the way, the same way as you're unique, and your tachlis in the world is unique, and nobody else has the same job in you, and the same features, and whatever, the same relationship with Hashem, no one has a Yetzirah like you either. Your Yetzirah and the way you have to deal with your Yetzirah is also very unique. That's why there's so many different discussions in Chazal about how people dealt with the Yetzirahs. Just tell me how to deal with my Yetzirah. I can't, because you have to work it out for yourself. Sometimes this, sometimes that, sometimes that. No one's got the same Yetzirah because no one's got the same Yisrael. But that's the idea here. So in answer to your question, yes, that this concept has to become central in our lives, and when it does, then it starts enabling you to function in a much healthier way, much healthier way. And then we'll have to see where did the mitzvah sit into this, because I said straight away, we're not becoming good Christians. We're not just walking around, I love God and God loves me, and then throw the mitzvahs, chas v'chalila. No one's suggesting here for half a nanosecond that the mitzvahs are, that's where it happens. We don't say, why do we say Kabbalah Samach Shemayim before Kabbalah Samach Mitzvahs? We don't say, why do we have Kabbalah Samach Mitzvahs? We shouldn't have it, we don't need it. No, it'd be just a question of where you put the emphasis. But why do you need both? And you'll see, really, without Kabbalah Sol, Malchus Shemayim, the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is chosser, massively chosser. It's a big gaping wound in your Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, but there's no Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, as the Gemara says. First accept upon yourself my kingship, and then you can accept upon yourself my Zeris. It means you can't do it the other way around. Even though we do it the other way around, by the way. The way we educate our kids and whatever, we do start the other way around. And then you sort of have to dig the foundations in after you've built a little bit of a building. But that's mitzvahs, that's the mitzvah chinuch, and that's a different story. That's just, you've got to habituate the child to do certain things, otherwise he'll never do that. But leave that aside for now, because it's also too big a discussion for now. Okay, I that answers your question?
Yes, sure.
Okay, good. Fine. Now, here's another moyudika chidish. Rav Pinkas Vatzal used to shy about this one. We'll try and start it now. Mitzvah Hashem, we won't get too far now, but we'll at least just put it on the table. It's a very, very important subject, and it's hard to internalize because it's mamash, we don't think about this. Agoyin of Shimshon David Pinkas Zechetzarech Labrocha Yomah Belatria Kitois Gedoyle Nezrocha Belibeinu. We have a massive mistake. In our hearts. Once again, I'm going to use Rav Miller's definition, yeah, not the Zohar's definition, although I've worked it through, it's the same thing, but he translates Libeinu as mind. We walk around with the wrong concept in our heads. Anu matimim es ha-she'ifus shelanu lemidas hatzlachoseinu. So what he just said? We have a look at what our ability to be matzliach is, and then we matim, we allow ourselves to have that much she'ifa. If I now can jump 10 meters, so then I show if I design you to jump 10 meters. because I know I can't jump more, so why would you want to jump more? Why would you want to do more than you know you can do? So we fit, we measure our she'ifas, our yearnings, our aspirations, maybe it's a better word, aspirations, in accordance with the ability to succeed. Yeah, I know, that sounds normal. That sounds really normal. What's the problem with it? Why is that a mistake? ומכיוון שאיננו מצליחים לממש את השאיפות, במילא אנו מקיימים גם את הציפיות מעצמנו. Since we can't fulfill our she'ifas, then we make them smaller. We thought we could jump 10 meters, we seem going to jump 8. So you know what? Now you want to jump 8. But that makes sense. You realize you can't do more, so why want to do more? That makes perfect sense to me. Why is that a mistake? I think that makes perfect sense. אנו מניחים לחיים לזרום כפי שהם. We let life flow the way it is. This is who I am. This is what is. And that's what I aspire to. I don't have no ambitions. I don't have ambitions, but they have to be matim to what I can achieve. Sounds normal, no? Malach zeh goyrim la'adam la'achtin es atzmo eves musi. This causes a person to make himself small and to make his essence and his tachlis very small. V'makum she'ef le'gadlus ul'en etzoris v'nasi l'mugbal v'katam. Instead of aspiring for enormous greatness, he makes himself limited and small. This is not true. This is not the right path. We'll have to see why not, because it sounds like very reasonable. Why create unreasonable expectations for yourself that you're going to be disappointed, that you never achieve what you set out to achieve? Every time you set out to do something, you don't succeed, you feel like a failure. So obviously, matim your ability to what you can achieve. What's the problem with that? He says it's not a problem. הסוגס השאיפס והרצוינס נחשובים לבוא לרוכנס בפני עצמם. That's massive. That's a massive surprise there. Our aspirations, our yearnings, our desires in רוכנס, that's an avoider. That has nothing to do with anything else. That's an isolated avoider that you have to do irrespective and unconnected to anything you're going to achieve. And it's not directly connected to the avoiding, the actualization. It's massive. You see how you do that? How do you separate your aspirations from your achievements? But he says it's a separate avoider. Well, why do you do that? And what is it? And what's the purpose? There's work to be done here. Shtei marochos nifrodos, and these are two completely separate systems. Person's she'ifas have to be with every ounce of infinite potential. And any sheif legile madregas of Hasena Kadosh, we have to yearn and strive to become like the others. As the Tanya B'Eliyahu says, Chayev Adam Loim, Chayev, he says, Chayev Adam Loim. Everyone, you, me, the whole world. But how you get a maisa, Avram Yitzchak. When am my deeds going to look like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? So I can answer the question very quickly. Never. I'm never going to get there. No. You have to yearn and want to get there. Matai. Every day you have to say Matai. That means you understand. You're never going to get there. That's why every day you have to say Matai. When am I going to get there? But you know you're never going to get there. What do you mean? That's not kosher to what we're talking about. Now we're talking about your aspirations. You have to aspire every day. Chayv Adam Loim. When am I going to be like Avraham Yitzchak? That's one world. It has nothing to do with your ability to achieve it or not. That's what he said. What's the kesher for this? What do you have to do this for? Live in dreamland, become psychotic, and live in castles in the sky. That's what we have to do. That's what he's telling us. Zu shifasein eloylam, amna menem atzlichin mashes ashifa. That's going to be your shifa always, even though you're never going to get there. Even though you're never going to get there, that's what your sheep. Sorry, I'm going one more minute here. Even though you're never going to get there, and we're very, very far away from others. You can't even say very far. We don't even have a measuring stick to know how far we are. It's just, you can't even say very far. Because very far means that there's at least some distance. There's nothing to talk about. In the time I let him continue to yearn for it, because one day maybe we'll get there, to continue yearning for it, even though right now you know that it's not Shaykh, and not get disappointed with the inability to achieve it. Well, that's you understand what you just opened up here? It's a massive, massive avoid. You have to yearn for something that you know is not shaykh, and you have to keep yearning for it. And get on with your life without feeling disappointed that you're not fulfilling your yearnings. And it's like, that's a major ask. Okay, that's Hashem, we'll leave you with that conundrum. And we'll, Bezrat Hashem, we'll get back to some of the notes where we got up to. This is very important. Well, I can't tell you, Rav Shimshon used to shout about this, saying, whoa, he used to give us up about this. But it's a big ask. It's massive. Okay, fine. That's something to take into Shabbos, maybe. You know, in politics, you know, when I study politics there, they taught us, the problem with a lot of countries is they create, they create unreasonable expectations in the people. You know, the politicians make promises and then people have expectations and unreasonable expectations and they never get them and then that's why they riot and whatever. It's a natural tendency. Don't give people things, you know, don't tell your kid that you're going to give him 10 toffees when you know you're only giving him 3 because he's waiting for 10 toffees, he doesn't get the 10 toffees and then he's disappointed. I mean, we all like that. And yeah, he's telling me, no, they're two completely separate subjects. Okay, we have to understand how that... how that's going to change our lives. Massive, big time. Okay.
Great, Karabi. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Thank you very much.
Have a good Shabbos. Take good care.
Rabbi as well.
Have a good Shabbos, dear Rabbi Yisrael.